This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Lakewood Council drops citywide rezoning for incremental changes after repeal. At a June 15 study session, the council set aside the comprehensive rewrite voters rejected in April for a set of smaller changes that Karen Gorday says staff will scope and bring back in the fall. The same session advanced 5 charter amendments the council may put on November's ballot, 3 of them touching the citizen initiative and referendum process. Lakewood, 2 months after voters repealed its roughly 400-page zoning overhaul, the Lakewood City Council is setting aside the idea of a single citywide rewrite and turning to small, incremental changes, a shift the council weighed at a June 15 study session. Karen Gorday, a Lakewood small business owner who leads the Lakewood Citizens Alliance, described the change on the June 18 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show. "The council settled on 8 priority areas for future consideration," Gorday said, "and the plan is for city staff to build a scope of work and return to a study session in the fall to decide how to prioritize them. The city's own materials track that account." A staff summary of the council's recent zoning discussions, posted with the June 15 study session agenda, lists an appetite for incremental, not comprehensive, change. Among its key themes and points to map error corrections, park zoning, state-mandated updates, and limited density increases as widely supported starting points. The summary groups the work into themes rather than publishing a numbered list, and independent coverage in Westward likewise described 8 buckets of incremental change, naming parkland protection, accessory dwelling units, and state-required updates among them. The repeal left Lakewood operating under its 2013 zoning code, which the staff memo identifies as the underlying problem the council is now trying to address piece by piece. At the April 7 special election, residents rejected the city's rewrite, with 22,300 voting against the ordinance and 13,035 in favor on the lead question, about 62% for repeal out of 35,760 ballots cast, according to the city clerk's final canvass. The same study session moved the council's own proposals forward. A 5-member ad hoc charter review committee recommended 5 charter amendments for the council to consider placing on the November 2026 ballot, among them changes to the terms of service for elected representatives and to the city's property tax limitation. 3 of the 5 touch the citizen initiative and referendum process that residents have used to challenge the council. One proposal would remove voters' ability to petition for a referendum on an ordinance the council adopts solely to comply with state law, with the committee citing the roughly $350,000 cost of a special election to challenge a state mandate. 2 others would change the timeframes for citizen initiative and referendum elections. The committee's recommendations are not final. Each amendment would have to be adopted by ordinance before it could reach the county clerk for the ballot, and Lakewood's charter can be amended only by the city's voters. The discussion followed a setback for the Alliance this month. After the city clerk approved the group's own citizen charter amendment petition on zoning, a second review reclassified it as a special election and doubled the signatures required, leaving no workable path before the deadline, and the Alliance withdrew the measure, as the show reported June 15. On the broadcast, the show pressed the asymmetry that residents are shut out of this year's ballot while the council can place its own questions before voters. Much of the June 15 discussion turned on rebuilding trust. About half the council members spoke to better communication and restoring trust with the community, Gorday said, an emphasis the city's own summary echoes in a process and trust issues. Theme. Mayor Wendy Strum told Westward that residents expect clarity about where it belongs, how it integrates with neighborhood character, and how the city will safeguard environmental and infrastructure constraints. Gorday said the Alliance is cautiously optimistic about a more collaborative process and willing to give the council a little bit of space to attempt it while watching closely. She said she expects the council to take the zoning priorities back up at a study session in the fall. And now, Kim's perspective. Engaged citizens forced this reset. Lakewood residents repealed a 400-page rewrite at the ballot box, and the council is now talking about incremental changes, early engagement, and rebuilding trust, which is real progress worth acknowledging. The test is whether the same council that doubled the signature bar on a citizen's petition will hold itself to the standard it is asking residents to extend it. Watch the charter measures headed for November, especially the ones that touch the people's power to petition. Cautious optimism is the right posture, and so is keeping a very close eye on things. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.